Olson, Sunnyside, Avondale, New South Wales. March 16, 1896. Dear Brother Olson, I've been up writing since 2:30. I will now send letters written to different ones. I would be pleased to send you a letter, but cannot. I have written some, copying some from the letter read in the council room in the tabernacle. Look for it in 2 weeks. Cannot get it copied, called off. Severely burdened over the case of Willie McKnight. He has done wickedly. You may ask Emily Campbell to read her letter sent to her. My glasses have failed me. I have one pair mounted over another. The missing glasses have been supplied by turning another pair upside down. It is not pleasant to write. I feel a deep interest for you, and am much troubled because the light given me, which I have given you, has been of none effect to correct wrongs that have been done. But when the Lord shall anoint the shortened eyesight of yourself and others, there will be some things done that remain undone. I have come across the matter, read it, and will send a copy in 2 weeks. But I cannot send it this week because of this case that has called me from my writing and caused me much travail of soul. Willie was called to Melbourne to consult in reference to plans for the camp meeting. We expected him home this week, but we shall not see him till next week. Brethren Prescott and Rousseau have been my helpers and counsellors in this case of Willie McKnight. He seems to have no sense of the sinfulness of his course. My health is much better. Sister Sarah Belden is a great blessing in my home. Our family has numbered only 12 since Willie has separated from us. He and his family are living in the building erected for a washhouse and storeroom, having pitched my large family tent, which is used for parlour and sleeping room for the children. I feel much burdened over matters, for those in responsible places are not working out the principles the Lord has shown me the last 50 years, and which he required to be brought in to the upbuilding of his cause in our world. But I have written some things I pray you to consider carefully, and not pass by, and neglect to make any change, for you will have cause to regret this if you do. I am full of burden, but I feel the sweet peace of God and the comfort of his grace. We pray for you. That is all we can do. I do not think it will be my duty to visit Battle Creek and repeat the experience I had during and after the Minneapolis meeting. The Lord stands at the helm. He will conduct his own work, even if some will make shipwreck of the faith. I beg of you, for Christ's sake, to look unto Jesus and trust in him. He will bring his work on a different platform, to be managed of different men, if we will only trust in him and wait patiently after doing everything the Lord has told us to do. I must cease writing now. In love to the entire family, I remain, your sister faithful and true to the faith, once delivered to the saints.